Amen. Magas na pagsinta sa atin, no? Yung mula sa puso natin, yun ang alay natin sa Panginoon ngayon. Amen. At magpasawalang hanggan. Thank you to our mommies.
Yeah.
Ayan. Mommy Joy and Mommy Tessie. Ayan. Nakakagalak ng puso na makita ang mga life group leaders po natin, no? By district, rising up, and joining us in our words and prayer through leading, no, praise and worship time. Salamat po sa inyo. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat mula po dito sa Crossroad Church Central, may Kawayan, Bulacan. We greet you a blessed night, everyone. And yun, wishing you na sa pagsisimula natin ang bagong series this month of May, na together we seek God, His face, and abide in His will and His ways. Talagang siguro we can face the next few months, no, closing this year 2022 with a meaningful year. Salamat sa Panginoon for every opportunity.
Yes, so tayo po ay manalangin as we dedicate this time to the Lord. Panginoon, talaga pong hindi kami mapapagal sa aming pagpupuri at ang aming pagkapasalamat sa iyo sapagkat talagang binubusog mo kami ng napakaraming biyaya at pagpapala. Salamat po, Panginoon. At dalangin namin na lalo pang mag-alab ang aming puso para kilalanin ka, hanapin ka, at ang iyong kalooban para sa aming buhay, para sa aming bansa, para sa iyong iglesia. Lord, we pray that tonight your Holy Spirit will be felt by our brethren in their homes, in their offices, wherever they are, Lord, maranasan nila ang yakap mo, ang presensya mo, Panginoon, sa kanilang buhay. At magkaroon ng malalim na pagkauhaw sa aming puso at pagnanais na makilala ka pa at mahanap ang iyong paghahari sa aming buhay. Bless us, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So, people, lingit sa inyo kalaman. Lahat po tayo dito sa Crossroad Church. Binuksan po natin ang buwan ng Hulyo para sa paghahanap intentionally sa Panginoon na po walking in intimacy with Him. At kagabi, nag-start na po ang grupong panalanginan, prayer meeting together, no, with the men. And tonight, sama-sama tayo with your families out there, no, sama-sama tayong dudulog sa Panginoon sa panalangin at sa pag-aaral ng kanyang salita. And tomorrow, mga kababaihan, tayo po dito, tumungo po tayo ng church, 6 to 8 p.m. lamang po, and we will have our time together, praying up close and personal, seeking the face of God.
Amen, amen. Okay. So, dahil paghahanap nga ang ating paksa, no, ay meron pa bang hihigit na dapat nating hanapin liban sa ating paghahanap sa ating Panginoon, no? So ang ating pong tema sa buong buwan ng Hulyo, July, ay seeking. This is our month of seeking. Seeking the face of God, seeking God Himself, no, dahil siya ho ang pinakamahalaga sa ating buhay. No. Sa ating pong paksa ngayon, ay pag-usapan natin, no, bakit nga ba kailangan natin hanapin hindi ang mga bagay-bagay o hindi pa ang mga tao, kundi ang Panginoon mismo. No, why seek God? Yan. Why seek God? Saan ba yung aking notes?
We seek God not because He's lost, no? Hinahanap natin ng Diyos, hindi dahil nawawala siya.
Ah, oo nga.
We seek God because ito yung movement, direction. Kasi yung sabi doon, seeking is dwelling. Being into it and yun, experiencing His presence. So, we seek Him not because He's gone, He's lost, but because it's our movement. It should be our movement as our posture to really be at the center will of God and His presence always.
Gusto ko yung salita mo na yun, ano, na movement, no, towards God, dwelling in His presence. So, tingnan po natin, ano, why seek God? No, why seek God? Una po, because God made us for His glory. No, nung nilikha po tayo ng Panginoon, He has a part in us kasi nga we were created in His image and His likeness, and we were crowned with His glory, no? And we were made for Him, no? Para sa Kanyang kaluwalhatian. Sabi nga sa Isaiah 43 verse 7, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. So, lahat daw ng kanyang nilikha ay nilikha niya to reflect His glory. No, yung bang kapag ka tinitingnan mo mga bituin, ay talagang ang ningning nila ay reflection kung sinong lumikha sa kanya. Walang iba kundi ang maluwalhating Diyos. At kapag tinitingnan mo rin ang tao, no, tayo ay naayon din sa wangis ng ating Diyos. No? Kaya we were created for Him. Kaya dahil meron pong bahagi ang Diyos sa atin, no? Nung tayo'y nagkasala, eh talagang hinahanap-hanap din natin, no, yung nawalang piraso na yon na bahagi ng Diyos sa atin. Kaya we seek God because we were made for Him. We were made for His pleasure. We were made to bring glory to His name.
Okay, number two, we seek God because God Himself is inviting us to Himself. No, mm-hmm. So siya mismo meron siya invitation sa atin to come and experience Him and see His beauty, His glory. And ang pangako niya sa Isaiah 43 verse 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Parang nandito dito sa Jeremiah, no? Mm-hmm. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So, hindi naman naglalaro ang Panginoon ng hide and seek. Kaya lang, yung invitation na dito na, you will seek me and find me, kasi nga, ang tao ay lumayo. No? The Israelites went away from the Lord and nandyan na ang tulong ng Diyos, nandyan na ang presensya ng Diyos. Eh, nagawa pa sila ng sarili nilang paraan para masapatan ang kanilang mga paghahanap. Andyan na ang bukal ng tubig na binibigay ng Diyos, pero nagbukal pa rin sila ng balon para sa kanilang mga, yung kanilang kauhawan. Mm-hmm. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, nandito ako, come, no? And seek me and you will find me. At ang sabi niya dito, when you seek me with all your heart. Mm-hmm. So makita rin natin dito na hindi basta-basta ang paghahanap sa Panginoon. Hindi rin divided heart, hindi doubled life, no? Hindi talagang sabi doon, with the fullness, with the wholeness of your heart, you seek Him. Kasi He's the one inviting us.
Yeah.
So we seek Him because He is inviting us. And when we approach Him and when we say, yes, God, I'm gonna seek you, I'm gonna dwell in your presence today and forever, not half-hearted, not with doubts and fear, but all our heart. Ibig sabihin, with all our devotion, all our affection, all, like natin sinasabi, all that we are and all that we have. Mm-hmm. We desire to be there at the presence of the Lord, seeking Him.
Amen. Ay, tama ka pala, Jeremiah 29:13. So, mali po itong Isaiah 43:13. It's Jeremiah 29:13. Yan. So, God made us for His glory. God is inviting us to Himself. Pangatlo po is God placed eternity in our hearts. No? Kaya pala natin hinahanap ang Diyos, because God has placed eternity in our hearts. Makikita po natin yan sa ano eh, sa Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. At ang pagkakasabi po ay ganito, He has made everything beautiful in its time. No, doon pala galing yung song na He makes all things beautiful, no, in its time. Also, He has put eternity into man's heart. Yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Yan. So, bukod sa merong piraso ng Diyos na nawala sa atin dahil sa ating pagkakasala, nilagyan din pala ng Diyos ang ating puso ng isang konsepto or diwa ng walang hanggan, no, o ng infinity. Nilagay ng Diyos yan sa ating puso na hindi mo maarok-arok at hindi mo masukat-sukat, eh siguro nga, eh, dahil kasing laki ng Diyos. kasi nga infinite and eternal. Kaya nga sabi dito, you cannot really find out what God has done from beginning to end. So there will always be mystery na God is inviting us to probe deeper. God is inviting us to lean towards Him, no? So that we can find fulfillment and completion in Him.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Sabi dito, sabi ng isang quotation, you have made us for yourself and our hearts are restless until they can find rest in you. Kaya di ba ganun nga na hinahanap talaga ng tao ay to feel satisfied. Mm-hmm. To feel yun, yung na-satisfy yung craving mo, yung appetite mo na puno, na busog ka. So primarily, we're looking for satisfaction in life. Kaya hanggat hindi mo na nasasatisfy yun, parang hanap ka ng hanap. Kaya pagod na pagod ka. Yun palang pinaghahanapan mo na yun, hinahanap mo na yun, ay matatagpuan mo lamang sa Panginoon. So parang kung halimbawa yun nga, meron ka empty vessel, no? Mm-hmm. And then you will fill it with pera, o kaya with relationship, o kaya with fame, or accolades, accomplishments, hindi pa rin siya napupuno. Hindi ka pa rin nasasatisfied. Kasi nga, yung vessel na yon ay para lang sa Panginoon. Kaya the more na pinifiliin mo siya ng mga bagay-bagay na masasatisfy ka, talagang hanap ka ng hanap, pagod na pagod ka. Pero when you find God and when you have the Lord in your life at nandun talaga siya sa tamang lugar ng puso mo at buhay mo at siyang pumupuno ng lahat sa iyo, then you will be rested.
Amen.
You can find rest and nandito ka sa, kahit na sa restless na mundo ka pa din, you are the most rested person kasi alam mo, you are always satisfied by the Lord.
Amen. Meron din sinabi si Blaise Pascal. No, sabi niya dito, there is a God-sized or God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every man which can never be filled by any created thing, but only by God made known through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, kagaya din ang sabi ni Pastor Rastigas kanina, na napakalaki nung vacuum na yon sa puso natin. Eh. Kasing laki ng Diyos or kasing hugis ng Diyos. Na walang ibang pwedeng magpuno, walang tao o bagay o anumang event or accomplishment yung pwedeng magpuno. Kasi nga, hindi sapat ang lahat ng bagay sa mundo para malubos yung ating kaligayahan. At ang magpupuno lang, no, at lulubos sa atin ay walang iba kundi ang Diyos sa pamamagitan ni Jesus Christ.
Yes, so let us take note of that, na no created thing. So, ano pa yung mga created things? Yun, tayo, created thing din tayo, created being tayo. Tao, bagay, pera, experience, situation, lugar, wala daw yun na makasasapat doon sa space na yun because only God can fill it up. So, I hope na tonight, kung nadaan ka dito sa ating words and prayer, and you are this person na you're searching, you're longing, you're seeking for a sense of satisfaction and gratification and siguro kabuuan, wholeness, wellness, kapayapaan ng isip at puso. Yun ang hinahanap mo eh. Parang minsan nagpunta tayo sa Divisoria, di ba? Tanong nung babae sa akin, ate, ano pong hanap nyo? Sumagot ako sa kanya, kapayapaan. And then, natawa siya, no? Because, hinahanap natin doon sa mundo, damit, sapatos, alahas. But you're there, no? You're here in this world, looking for what? Saan hanapin natin yung tamang bagay na talaga makakasapat sa atin? So, God made us for His glory. And it's really a privilege. Wow! Tayo na wala namang maganda sa atin. We can radiate now with the glory of Jesus because yun ang binibigay niya sa atin. So let us seek Him. And also, God is inviting us to Himself.
Yun, wow. Siya mismo yung nag-invite.
Okay, and God placed eternity in our hearts. So ito yung tatlong dahilan bakit pa natin hahanapin ang Diyos. Hindi dahil nawawala siya, kundi nandun sa presensya niya ang kaluwalhatian, nandun sa presensya niya yung siya na creator natin. At nandun sa presensya niya ang ating kasapatan. Amen. So bakit hindi mo siya hanapin? Mm-hmm. At sabi doon, pangako, kung hahanapin mo siya ng buong puso mo, matatagpuan mo siya.
Amen. Praise okay. God. So nakita na natin yung rational, ano, why we seek God. Now, pag-usapan natin, ano, how do we then seek God, no? Paano natin naman siya hahanapin? No, napakahalagang tanong nito. Matapos nating ma-establish, ma-clarify yung why, now we answer the question how. How then do we seek God? No? So paano nga ba natin nahanapin ang Panginoon? Number one po, may apat na paraan na matutuklasan po natin dito, no? Una ay we seek God sacredly. Sacredly. No, yung sacredly dahil ano yan eh, merong elemento ng sacredness. Sabi nga dito sa Hebrews 12:28, therefore let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe.
Wow.
Ayan. So, pagka daw pala hinahanap mo ang Panginoon, ay hanapin mo siya ng may buong paggalang at may buong paghanga, ano, at buong pagpupuri sa Kanya. Mayroong banal na takot. Hindi natin siya hinahanap na parang, ano, parang si Adan hinahanap ang Diyos, pero parang ang hinahanap niya, pulis. No, parang we're not looking for a policeman na paghahanap, kundi hinahanap natin ang Diyos na nagmamahal sa atin. Pero hindi naman natin ginagamitan ng over-familiarity na dahil alam natin God is available, God, we can really approach God through Jesus Christ, na wala namang reverence, na wala namang paggalang. So we approach Him with much trembling, no, and fear.
Yes, I still remember the kwento ni Jesus, no, sa mga disciples niya that there were two people who get into the temple, mm-hmm. no? Kasi syempre sa temple magpe-pray, pero yung isa yung tax collector nga, no. The Lord hears his prayer. Na sabi niya, hindi ako kagaya ng ganitong tao, ng makasalanan, no? Pero yung tax collector, he was praying silently. Talagang ginaganon niya yung dibdib niya. Hindi siya makaharap sa Panginoon, hindi siya makasalita sa Panginoon. Kaya sana when we seek God sacredly, we get reminded of Isaiah 66 verse 2. Sabi niya, for my hand made all these things, so all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But I will look to this one, at one who is humble and contrite in spirit, and who trembles at my word. Mm-hmm. So, ilang taon na po ba tayo nagpupunta sa church for worship? Ilang taon na tayo nag-lead ng life group? Ilang taon na tayo nag-join sa mga ministries? Mayroon pa bang sense of awe and respect? Mm-hmm. Because everything that we do and everything that we, no, we sabihin natin, we act on as our service to the Lord, is an act should be of worship and adoration sa Kanya. So it's a call to Himself, it's a call to His glory, it's a call to really experience His greatness. Kaya the only posture that we could have is to seek Him with awe and reverence. Kaya nakakatakot when you come to a gallery na sasabihin mo, this thing is all about God and with God, talagang may reverence. Maging sa pagharap din natin, no, sa mga lingkod niya, mayroon ding reverence. Sabi mo nga kanina, yung over-familiarity, no, talagang yun, ang nakakapatay nung sense of wonder and awe when we come to God and experiencing the things of God and the people of God with the people of God. So how do we seek God? Sacredly. Yeah. Talagang have sensitivity, no, with the presence of the Lord. Nakakatakot yung Old Testament, diba? Mm-hmm. Yung pagka pumapasok yung mga priest, nakakalabas pa ba sila o hindi? Kasi they cannot enter, no, when yung pagka hindi maayos yung kanilang damit.
Pag may lukot lang, pwede kang mamatay.
Lalo tigit, no, when your heart is really into something na talagang may kasalanan. So, sa damit pa lang, may lukot pa lang, hindi ka na acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So, sana magkaroon tayo ng awareness muli at mabalik sa ating gunita at ang dama na ang pagpunta sa lahat ng gawain ng Panginoon ay hindi lang siya gawain, kundi andun ang Diyos at sumasa presensya tayo ng Panginoon.
Yeah.
Sana talagang we bring a heart that is sacred and contrite with before the Lord.
Oo, hindi lang ano, hindi lang yung pagpunta mo sa church, ano. Kahit minsan yung halimbawa na online lang ang yung worship service, ano. Mahalaga din na mag-ayos ng sarili para nang sa ganun ay na-recognize mo that you are really facing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Kahit online lang ang yung worship service, magbihis ka naman ng maayos. Huwag naman yung nakasando o kaya ay nakahubad habang nag-worship online, no? At minsan nga naglalaba pa habang nag-worship o nagluluto, no? Dapat na meron pa ring respeto. Naalala ko yung isang kaibigan nating pastor. Umattend siya ng inauguration ng bagong pangulong BBM. Naalala mo yun? Umattend siya. Hindi doon sa National Museum, ha? Sa bahay lang nila, sa opisina. At habang pinanonood niya yon, alam mo ang kanyang itsura? Nakabarong. At may daladalang Philippine flag. No, bilang respeto, no, sa bagong pangulo at sa ating bansa. Sana meron din tayo, ano, yes, yung pagpapahalaga at pagpaparangal. Yan.
Grabe, no? So let us rethink and siguro nga habang napapaisip tayo ngayon, ano ba yung dapat nating i-unlearn, no? Ating tanggalin na sa ating mga ano yun, habits,
mm-hmm,
at nakasanayan na hindi naman talaga nakakalugod sa Panginoon.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we seek God, Elizabeth? How do we draw ourselves nearer to God and to seek His glory, His face, and to say yes to His invitation? Sabi doon, sacredly. Mayroong kabanalan, may kaayusan, may paggalang, may respeto, may pagsamba sa Kanya.
Amen.
Yes, and secondly, we seek God sincerely. Yun. Mm-hmm. Kahit naman maganda ang ayos mo, kahit naman mabango ang iyong samyo, kung sa loob mo, sa puso mo ay hati-hati, ang iyong atensyon ay hindi pa rin po ito kalugod-lugod sa Panginoon. Sincerely for me is whole, mm-hmm, buo, walang kahati, walang namamagitan,
mm-hmm,
walang umaagaw, walang nagdi-distract. So sabi dito, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So again, yon, all your heart. So sana yon, itong month of July na ito, mula sa ating personal devotion, time with the Lord, talagang wow, we do it sincerely, not haphazardly or kaya matapos lang o kaya may maipa-check ka lang o kaya ganit, masabi mo lang na nagawa mo, but you do it with all your heart, because pagka ginagawa mong isang bagay, di ba sabi doon, all your heart, ibig sabihin, di ba, bawa bumili ka ng Magnum ice cream, magkano ba yung Magnum?
Sarap yun, ah.
Kan ba
65.
65. Diba pagka kumain ka ng Magnum ice cream na worth 65 pesos, diba ninanamnam mo siya? Bawal magsalita. Talaga nanamnamin mo up to the patpat, ano? Up to the popsicle. Yung tapos diba itinatago mo yun, pipicturean mo pa kasi with all your delight, with all your passion, with all your gusto mong manamnam ang mga ang lahat, no? Wow. So what's your favorite thing to do? Anong hobby mo? 'Di ba kapag ka ikaw ay nag-golf o pag ikaw ay nag-tennis, 'di ba pumupustura ka ng buo at bumibili ka lahat ng mga kailangan mo kasi that's your favorite thing to do. Sincerely, holy, walang hati-hati. And this is should be our posture when we come to the Lord seeking His face.
Amen.
Right.
Sabi nga ni David, alam mo kung bakit si David ay talagang malapit sa puso ng Diyos. Kasi ganito siya lumapit sa Diyos eh. Sa Psalm 63 verse 1, sabi niya, "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you." Gusto ko yung pagkakasabi ni David na yan. "Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. In a dry and parched land where there is no water." Oh, hindi nung kanyang paghahanap. Ano? Pananabik. Actually, yung eksaktong Tagalog yan. Pananabik niya sa Diyos. Talagang hanap-hanap niya ang ating Panginoon.
Yan. Baka po tayo, yeah, kung sino man po yung kasama natin ngayon, you feel dry. You feel, parang alam mo yun, parang walang kulay yung buhay mo.
Mm-hmm.
Para napapaisip ka, nasa church ka naman, nag-serve ka, marahil ikaw pa isa ka sa mga nasa front line ng church ministries, pero you feel dry, you feel parang walang saysay yung buhay mo. Baka po ito makatulong sa atin, baka may hinahanap yung kaluluwa natin. At magpakatotoo po tayo, it could be we're busy with the things for God, but God is not in it with us. So maaari yun eh, na gumagawa ka para sa Diyos, pero wala ang Diyos sa iyo. So let us seek God sincerely.
Parang ano yun eh, kamukha nung church sa Ephesus. They know a lot and their hands are filled with so many things to do for God. So their head is filled with knowledge, their hands are full of things to do for God, ministry. Pero sabi ng Lord, "I have this against you. No. You left your first love. Your heart is not right towards me." So pagka hahanapin natin ng Panginoon, puso mga kapatid, puso, pusuan natin talagang buong puso sa Panginoon.
Yes.
Okay.
And sunod po nito is we seek God secretly. Mm-hmm. Yan, secret.
Bakit secret?
Yan. Sabi dito ng Panginoong Jesus, "But as for you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you."
Mm-hmm.
So, ibig bang sabihin nito, hindi na tayo magpe-prayer meeting? Ibig bang sabihin nito, hindi na tayo mag-share ng mga prayer requests?
Mm-hmm.
Ibig bang sabihin nito, hindi na ako mag-share ng prayer ko para sa'yo?
Mm-hmm.
The context of Matthew chapter 6, na tatlong bagay yung sinabi ng Panginoon that we do in secret. Number one is when you do something good to your brother or to somebody, keep it secret. Number two, when you pray. And number three, when you fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, tatlong bagay po yun. Ang ibig lang pong sabihin dito na, kasi we have giving naman in the church, di ba? Nakikita natin yung giving na during tithes and offering. So, public yon. Nakikita din natin ng mga pledges natin. Public din yon. Tapos, meron ngayon tayong prayer and fasting. Public din yon. Pero bakit sinabi ng Panginoon, "But as for you, when you pray, go into your inner room"? Kasi naririnig po tayo, naririnig po ng mga Pharisees, no? Yung teaching ni Jesus dito eh. Kaya tinuturo po niya sa mga disciples niya, "But as for you, don't pray like them."
Mm-hmm.
"Don't give like them."
Mm-hmm.
"Don't fast like them." Why? Kasi they do these things para lang pakalugda ng tao.
But their
hearts are not in tune, not aligned with God.
Mm-hmm.
So, mag-pray ka na lang in secret, wala na lang nakakalam, ang mahalaga, naka-align ka sa Panginoon.
Yeah.
So, this is the weighing scale here is the balancing thing here is your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, let us di, kumbaga parang yun nga, hindi tayo, in secret dito, ibig sabihin, hindi ka show off,
mm-hmm.
hindi ito performance act,
mm-hmm.
hindi ito para may masabi ang tao, kung hindi, yun, it's all about, yun, you, your heart, passionately seeking the Lord in secret.
Mm-hmm.
Sabihin, yung heart mo, kamusta ba? Kapag ka ikaw na lang at ang Diyos na nakakakita, kamusta ba? Are you doing this for the Lord? Para lang ba sa Kanya? At walang pretensions.
Yes.
Walang hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this group of people, yung sinasabi ng Panginoon, the Pharisees, but as for you, because you are my disciples, pray in secret.
Yeah.
Submit your heart is really in tune, aligned with the Lord, malinis at nagpapalinis at napagkumbaba sa Kanya. So we seek God secretly.
Oo, bagay na bagay ngayon sa panahon natin yan na lahat na lang ng bagay pinopost sa social media. No? Kaya sabi ng Panginoon, eh, diligin mo ang iyong spiritual life in secret. No, kasi doon sa secret, doon lumalalim ang iyong relasyon sa Panginoon. At minsan tinatago niya talaga ang kanyang mga lingkod, no, para lumalim ang relasyon sa kanya.
Yes.
Meron ding sinabi dito sa Psalm 91 verse 1, no? Ganda nito eh. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Ito'y hango sa English Standard Version, no? He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. Pero sa original na na-render na maigi ng King James, ito pala ang pagkakasabi. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And the shadow refers to God's protection. No? Kapag naliliman ka ng anino ng makapangyarihang Diyos, you are protected there. No? Pero ano ang sikreto? Ano-ano ang dapat? No, you dwell in the secret place. No, mayroong mga bagay na talagang kayo lang ng Diyos ang nakakabatid. Kayo lang, hindi mo. May mga bagay na hindi pinopost dapat eh. May mga bagay na hindi mo dapat pinangangalandakan sa mga tao. Lalo kung sikreto ninyong dalawa ng Panginoon. Diyan sumablay si Samson. No, na yung sikreto na para lang sa kanya at ng Diyos ay na-share niya kay Delilah. So may mga bagay na ano eh, dapat nire-reserva mo para sa Panginoon at para sa iyo lamang. So you grow in your Christian life, you grow in your intimacy with the Lord in the secret place. Kaya we seek God secretly, without pretensions, without show off, no, without the camera and the social media. Yeah.
So yung secret place, yung sometimes, no, when you come to the Lord na yun nga, no pretensions and no makeup, no mask, na sometimes din parang wala ka na rin masabing words. You just parang you remain still and then talagang wow, you feel the presence of the Lord. You can cry, you can laugh, you can have different kinds of emotions pour out and you can shout. Kaya maganda, meron tayong war room, eh, no? You can shout. Practically, you have that. Pero you can, where you can pray. Pero yung secret place for me is in the innermost part of your being.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, yung spirit mo, di ba, connects with the spirit of God and you take a deep sigh and
mm-hmm.
you exhale and then you exhale and wow, there's life coming in and coming out. Parang merong cleansing, merong rejuvenating. Parang kang, wow, yun. So you try it and yun, walang formula dun eh. Walang kinakailangang materyales dun. Just your heart that is really contrite, humble, and seeking desperately God and God alone. So I hope na magawa po natin yan in this season of seeking.
Yeah. At saka, nakalimutan kong sabihin kanina na the secret place is not a geographical place.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a place na, di ba, bundok ba or sa dagat ba or sa beach ba or what. It's not a place, no? It's not a literal place. That the secret place is the place where alam mo na you can meet God, no, kahit saan kang nandun, pwedeng mangyari yun eh. Basta you are rested in the love of the Lord, in His grace upon your life. No, at alam mo yung puso mo ay totoong-totoo sa Kanya. So, yan yun.
Okay. And then, we see God scripturally. So,
yun ang pang-apat.
Yun, when we pray to Him, when we're desperate of His presence, no, syempre, kaya naman tayo humahanap, naghahanap sa Panginoon, naghahanap tayo ng direksyon. So, we should bring always with us the map. And that is the Word of God. So, we seek God in His Word. Sabi sa John 5:39, you search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of Me.
Mm-hmm.
So, have the Word of God. Pray scripturally. Know every promise, every command, every warning, every step, the next steps to take, no, with the Word of God. So, yun, kapag nagbabasa po tayo, titignan natin, para kanino ito sinulat, sa mga Israelita, kailan nga ito isinulat, ano, naglalakbay sila sa Ehipto, papuntang Promised Land, how does God reveal to them? And tapos tingnan mo ngayon, ano bang sitwasyon ko ngayon? Anong pagkakamukha ng sitwasyon ko ngayon sa mga Israelita? And where am I right now in this journey? And then, how does God nga, paano nga nagpakita at nagparamdam ang Diyos sa kanila? At gayon din sa akin after I read the Word, how is God teaching me? What is God telling me? And then, yun, nagiging maliwanag sa iyo ang pananalangin mo at ang paghahanap mo sa Panginoon. And maganda lang na pag malinaw na sa iyo yung what does God tell you from His Word, you will end your prayer obeying Him.
Mm-hmm.
Yun, that makes really your seeking meaningful and powerful. Na hindi mo lang siya hinanap sa salita ng Diyos, kung hindi sinundan mo siya at sinunod mo siya mula sa salita ng Diyos. And that makes your seeking victorious. And yun, you will be at the right path. Kaya napakahalaga na meron tayong map. Napakahalaga na meron tayong ways. Meron tayong guidance. Pero ang tanong, sinusunod mo ba?
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. So, isang bagay yun. When we pray scripturally, we don't just get familiarized with the Word, but nandun yung desire to abide in the Lord by His Word.
Mm-hmm.
That's, for me, praying scripturally.
Mm-hmm. So, yung paghahanap sa Panginoon ay hindi lang yung pinapakiramdaman mo ang Panginoon.
Mm-hmm.
No? Kasi may uso ngayon na mga movement na ano eh, yung kung anong naramdaman, kung anong naranasan, ganyan. So, yun na yung sukatan. Dahil naranasan niya, naramdaman niya, dapat po nag-ooperate muna based on the Word of God and how we understand what the Word of God is saying.
Saka ano, hindi yes. Rin yung, halimbawa, paano kaya haharapin tong problema na to? And then sabi doon, pray scripturally. Tapos, kung ano yung unang verse na makita ko, yun ang sinasabi ni God sa akin. Tapos, delikado yun. Kasi, pag nabuksan mong ganun.
Sabi, ano? At nagbikti si Judas.
Oh, hala. O, diba? Ito kaya yun? Tapos sabi mo, hindi. Ipiflip mo ulit yung pages ng Bible. Tapos nakita mo ulit dun.
Sabi doon, at gawin mong madali.
So, ingat po tayo dyan. Kaya napakaganda po yung ano eh. yung Bible reading natin by calendar,
mm-hmm.
yung scripturally, no?
Sunod-sunod
po yung mga Bible reading natin. Hindi tayo nakakapili. Talagang, wow, God has His appointed word for us each day. At doon, nakikita mo, ito ba yun? Wow, yun. So, purihin ang Panginoon, we see God scripturally.
Yes, so sabi din sa Colossians 3:1-2, if you then have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. Underline niyo po yung salitang set your minds, no? Kanina nakita natin doon yung kahalagahan na you seek God with all your heart, no? Dito naman pinapakita dito na napakahalaga din that your mind is also operational, no? Because God is a rational, God is also rational. And God has created us as rational beings, no? Kaya po reasonable din naman ang mga nakikita natin sa banal na aklat. Kaya po wag lang yung kung ano yung naramdaman, no? O kaya kung ano yung naranasan. Kasi dapat yan, sukatin yan sa kung anong sinabi ng Biblia at ayon sa pagkakaunawa natin, ano, sa tamang pag-interpret ng Biblia.
So when we pray and when we seek the Lord scripturally, tingin daw po tayo sa taas. Sino po yung nasa taas? Sabi doon, Jesus Christ seated at the right hand of God. Wow, amazing. Ibig po sabihin, meron tayong hari, buhay ang ating hari, at siya po ay nagmamay-ari sa ating lahat, at siya ay, yun, nakakakita ng lahat sa atin. So, and set our minds on the things that are above, the things that are eternal, the things about His kingdom. So, exciting po iyan. So, sabi din sa John chapter 4, 23-24, but the time is coming and even now has arrived when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be His worshipers. God is spirit and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, ito yung sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus na po sa babaeng Samaritana, because the woman, no, in Samaria, she was looking forward for the coming of the Messiah doon po sa temple. Parang ano po yun nandun, yung rituals, yung pagkakasunod-sunod, yung traditions, and according to what the law had said. But the Lord Jesus had already come at kaharap na po niya ang Panginoong Jesus. Kaya nagkaroon siya ng teaching moment dito. Right now, set your heart to worship the Lord God in spirit and truth. So, yung talagang free-flowing at founded on the presence of the Lord. It's not in the temple. It's not in the rituals. It's not based on the place. The worship is right here, right now, with me, with God, at your very presence. So, nandun po. And sabi nga ni Pastor Al kanina, wherever we are, we can intune our hearts to God. So, yun, walang formula, no? Kahit nasan nga tayo, whether online or on-site, ang mahalaga, ang importante. Ang mahalaga, yung puso mo ba? Sumasamba ng buong espiritu at buong katotohanan. So, it's not in the place, it's not in the atmosphere na ganito, may mga tao, but is your heart right with God? Can you worship Him in spirit and truth?
Sabi din niya, no, actually, pareho sila nung sinabi, si Timothy Keller, tsaka si John Piper, sabi nila pareho na ang worship nagsisimula talaga sa at ang pagsisik sa Lord ay nagsisimula sa isip. No, you fill your mind with truth from the scriptures, no? At magkaroon ng understanding about who God is, no, na based on truth, no, tamang pag-iinterpret ng scriptures. Pero dapat hindi man natili lang sa yung truth dito sa isip, kundi bumaba yung truth sa puso. No? Maramdaman mo yung truth. Kaya nga nililinaw natin na hindi lang puro pakiramdam. Dapat merong truth muna Merong truth muna, and then yung truth na yon ay maging totoo sa iyong puso na maramdaman mo, ma-engage mo, maranasan mo, Panginoon, all the senses, no? The sense of touch, the sense of taste, the sense of feeling, no? Maging yung smell and hearing, no? Ma-employ mo lahat ng mga senses, no, in experiencing God. But it should be based on truth. Yeah. Sabi nga dun sa isa pang verse na mababasa natin, ano, dito sa 1 Chronicles 22:19, sabi ni ni David kay Solomon at sa mga leaders na kasama ni Solomon, sabi niya, "Now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God." So pareho, no? Parehong mind at saka yung heart. Hindi pwedeng puro heart, dapat nandun yung mind. Hindi pwedeng puro mind, dapat nandun yung heart. There has to be a balance, no? So that our encounter with God will be meaningful.
Yes, and experiential. Ibig sabihin, nararamdaman mo at nararamdaman mo, hindi yung you feel good. Pero yung pagkatas ng worship, nararamdaman mo kung ano yung binabago sa'yo ng Panginoon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kasi the end goal to seeking God is to be like Him. Kaya tayo nagkahanap sa Panginoon at nais natin siyang makita. It's not just to gaze upon His beauty alone, but sabi nga doon kanina, no, to radiate His glory and therefore maging kamukha tayo ng Panginoon. Mm-hmm. Kaya we set our mind and our hearts to Him, seeking Him, not just to understand Him, to experience Him, but to be transformed by Him.
Amen.
Amen. So, seeking the Lord is really powerful. And tomorrow, sa mga kababaihan, how do we seek God? Meron pa po ito. Seek God continually. So, bukas po yan ang topic,
wow,
natin. Sa mga kababaihan. Mm-hmm. All right. So for tonight, how do we seek God? We seek God sacredly, we seek God sincerely, we seek God secretly and scripturally. At ang end goal nito is to be like Him, to experience His power, His glory, and what a privilege, no po, na makita natin ang mukha ng Panginoon in the wonders of His Word, yung truth, and transforming us to be like Jesus.
Yan, tama yun eh. Sabi nga ni, naalala ko rin sabi ni Timothy Keller, sabi niya, yung pagtatangka na magbago, mahirap eh. Pagtatangka mo na maging mabait, pagtatangka mo na maging mapagpatawad, pagtatry, no? Trying hard will not change you. But, when you gaze at Jesus and look at Him, no? How He forgave the people who nailed Him on the cross. How He forgave the religious leaders, no, who had a conspiracy against Him. Paano niyang nagawa yun? Mapapaisip ka na lang eh, at masabi mo na, ginawa talaga ng Lord yun? Pinatawad niya yung mga umatay sa Kanya? Nagawa niya yun? So kung nagawa niya yun at nakita mo kung gaano siya kabuti at mapagpatawad, natutunan ang puso natin eh, no? At dahil doon, parang tayo naman yung nagkakaroon ng motivation to be like Him and to be forgiving like Him. Kaya nga, ang pagiging kawangis ng Panginoon ay biyaya niya yan eh. Hindi yan dahil sa gawin mo to, gawin mo ire, bawal ito, bawal yan. Yun yung devotion natin kanina sa Colossians, no? Na eto yung date, mahalaga to, o ito yung huwag mong gagawin, huwag mong hahawakan ito. Yan ay mga shadow lang, no? Yung Ten Commandments, lahat ng utos na yan, they are all shadows of the real substance, and the real substance is Jesus Christ. Kaya what can transform us, no, is looking at how beautiful Jesus is and being melted, no, with His love for us. Yan ang magmo-motivate sa atin to really change.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you sa sa grace ng Panginoon. It's only by His grace we can walk na po in desperation, true desperation of seeking God. Yeah.
Pag-usapan natin ngayon yung ano. Ano mga practical na paraan in case you will do your silence and solitude or your day with the Lord o kaya yung time mo sa Panginoon. Anong mga pwede natin bigay na tips sa kanila?
Alright. So, yun, meron tayong group meeting, prayer meeting, I mean. Pero sana within the week, you can start on with your personal time with the Lord. So, number one, set a date and find a solitary place. Ayan. So, gumawa na po kayo ng date ngayon. At i-consecrate nyo na po yun. Anong date? Siyempre, dun sa date, merong petsa, may araw, at may oras. At saang lugar? Ayan.
Mm-hmm.
Find a solitary place na safe naman po kayo. Ayan.
Mm-hmm.
Remove no all the things that are that would distract you. Ayan, si Pastor Edmond Chan, when he comes to the Lord, no, he removes his watch. Ayan, saying na, Lord, hindi ako nagmamadali, my time is yours, and this day is all yours. Yan, have your way, have your will. And he also removes his wallet. Wala po ako wallet ngayon. So he removes his wallet. Kasi, you know, sinasabi niya na, ikaw ang riches ko, ikaw ang kayamanan ko. He removes his glasses. Ayan, hindi ko na po kayo makita. Hindi ko na po mabasa ang aking notes. Kasi, give me your vision, Lord. I wanna see the spiritual things, the things about you, and the things that you want me to see. And ito pinakamatindi, turn off your cell phone. Ayan, so sana po sa ating day with Jesus, naka-off po yung ating mga social media. Ayan, so wag po kayong marattle na baka may important call kayo, kasi the most important call that you have is the call of the Lord that day. Kasi kinonsecrate mo na yun.
Amen.
So, kung importante si God sa'yo at nakipag-meet ka sa Kanya, mayroon pa bang mas importante sa Kanya? So, you set aside those things and then, tsaka mo pa lang puntahan after your day with Jesus.
Yeah. Wala nang mas importante pang tawag.
Yes.
Kundi ang tawag ng Panginoon. Yes. Yeah, so, and then, siguraduhin mo lang na dala-dala mo ang iyong Biblia. At ang iyong notebook, no, yung devotional notebook mo o kaya yung notebook mo ng journal or ng sermon notes mo, maganda, dala-dala mo rin yan. Okay? At bukod doon, have a pen and blank papers. No, blank papers. Yung pen, syempre, para makapagsulat ka. Yung blank papers, merong binigay yung tip yung isang sa covenant yun, nung umattend ako ng isang day with Jesus nila. Sabi niya gano'n, pagka nandiyan na yung Bible mo, lahat na ballpen, ganyan. So maglagay ka lang ng isang papel sa gilid mo. And then bago ka magsimula, isulat mo lahat ng mga alalahanin mo o mga iniisip mong, ay gagawin ko pala to, ay gagawin ko pala yan. So sulat mo lang ng isulat. No? I-note mo lang. Tapos para kalimutan mo na, para makapag-focus ka sa Panginoon. Kasi kapag hindi mo isinulat yan, naglalaro sa isip mo habang sa silence and solitude ka. So, buti pa isulat mo. Kaya lagay mo lang yan sa tabi pag, habang nakikinig ka sa Panginoon or nagbabasa ka ng Bible, naalala ka na namang things to do, isulat mo mabilis. Tapos itabi mo ulit o itaob mo ulit. Ganun mo. So, hindi lang yung reminder ang isusulat mo. Meron akong na isang lalaki na lumapit sa Panginoon. Sabi niya, Lord, I want to honor you. I want to glorify you. Kaya ito po, susulat ako sa iyo. Sabi niya ganun. Una po, Lord, babawasan ko na ang aking social media. Pangalawa, Lord, hindi na po ako manonood ng mga porn. Pangatlo, Lord, iiwasan ko na po yung mga bisyo. Ganyan. Then, maglilingkod ako sa iyo. Attend ako ng live group. Ganito, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. So, sinulat niya lahat yun. Tapos, pumirma siya. Tapos, binigay niya sa Panginoon. After 1 week, wala siyang kapayapaan. No? Sabi niya, ba't ganun? Parang hindi ako peaceful, hindi ako rested. Kaya ginawa niya, kinuha niya uli yung papel, dinagdahan niya pa, Lord, ako'y magtutulong sa mga nangangailangan, ganyan, magpo-provide ng scholarship sa ganito. So, dinagdagan niya pa yung mga gagawin niya at mga hindi niya gagawin. Pagkatapos, binigay niya ulit sa Panginoon. After 1 week, wala na naman din siyang kapahingahan at restedness. Kaya nilapitan niya yung kanyang pasto. Sabi niya, Pastor, bakit ganito? Ako na may nagsulat, binigay ko sa Panginoon, pinirmahan ko pa. Eh, ba't wala akong kapayapaan? Sabi ng pastor, eh, ganito na lang ang gawin mo. Ganun. Kumuha ka ng blankong papel, pirmahan mo sa ilalim, no? At ibigay mo sa Panginoon. Wala kang isusulat. Ibigay mo sa Panginoon. Ibig sabihin, kung anong isulat ng Lord doon, yun na. Ginawa niya yun, at nung nagawa niya yun, doon lang siya nagkaroon ng restedness. Kasi ibig sabihin noon, ang agenda ay hindi galing sa kanya, kundi ang agenda ay galing sa Diyos.
Yeah. Yes, praise God. So, yun, maganda po na we come to the Lord now with our day with Jesus and silence and solitude ready. So, begin, no? Pagka nandun ka na sa time with the Lord, begin with breathing exercise. So, okay po, kakalimutan mag-exhale. At huwag rin po kakalimutan mag-inhale. Alright? So, inhale, exhale. Ayan. Pwede rin naman po mga pa-circle-circle na ganyan, pa-twist-twist na ganyan. Ayan. So, pero primarily it's the breathing exercise because yun po yun eh. Parang spiritually, you are saying to God, God, I need you. So I inhale the good spirit and the powerful words of the Lord in His presence. And Lord, I'm ready to be cleansed by you, to yon ilabas sa lahat ang mga toxins. Mm-hmm. All right, and then worship God with songs, give thanks to Him. So I have experienced now spending time with the Lord sa prayer mountain, dun sa cubicle. Ayan, madalas nakakatulog ako. Pero don't feel guilty. Why? Kasi nagpray po ako, Lord, give me restedness.
Nakatulog
po ako. Kasi sa Lord, anong araw na ba? Ayun, so nakatulog po ako at masarap po ang tulog ko. Kasi ako po ay may insomnia yata. So, wow, God answered my prayers that day and He gave me rest. And after the time of restedness, wow, ang ganda po ng aking pagkakakilala sa Panginoon in His words and prayer time. And also, one time na punta naman ako, day with Jesus ko naman, sa coffee shop. Yan. So, ang ingay. Madaming tao. So, wow. So, find your time and your place and make it really special. Yan. So, anyway, yun sa laba ko, worship God and with songs yun nga. Kapag ka naman nasa coffee shop ka, hindi ka makapraise. Hindi ka makalift ng hands. Hindi ka makapag-speaking in tongues. So, napaka, ano yun, sabi mo, controlled ka, suppressed, limited. So, yun, kapag ka nasa prayer mountain ka po, nasa cubicle ka, wow, you can, ano, freely shout. Kaya lang, minsan sa kabila ako, may nagtatongs. Sabi ko, Lord, ano po yun? Ayan na, kilabot. So, anyway, the bottom line is, have a worshipful heart. Amen? And enjoy your time with the Lord in praising Him and thanking Him.
Mm-hmm. Okay lang makatulog kasi isang kailangan talaga ng kapahinga. At pagkatapos mong makapagpahinga, talagang ang reception mo sa mensahe ng Lord, malinaw na malinaw.
Yeah.
Oh, parang si ano lang yan, si Elijah. It's okay. Ano, and then, read and meditate on the scriptures. Of course, no? Kaya ka lumagi doon sa presensya ng Panginoon para makinig sa Kanya. Pero ang primary source ng pakikinig mo sa Panginoon ay yung kanyang salita. No, huwag ka nang humanap pa ng iba. Although, kung may extra time ka pa, you can bring along some materials, no, reading materials, mga aklat ni Pastor Edmond Chan about cultivating your inner life at ano pa mga bagay na makatutulong sa iyo. Okay, and then, spend time listening to God. Itong pinakamahirap. No? Yung bang hihinto ka, makikinig ka sa Kanya. No, madalas hindi tayo makahinto at makapirme at mahimik kasi sanay tayong maingay, sanay yung nagsasalita. Para bang yung manahimik ka sa harapan ng Panginoon eh, parang it seems eternity. No, na parang pagkatagal-tagal. Pero dapat magbigyan mo ng pagkakataon na ang Diyos ay mangusap sa iyo in silence and ample time. Sabihin, merong quality and quantity of time listening to it. No, kapag ka, may mga pagkakataon na nag-day with Jesus ako, na meron talagang malinaw na assignment na pinapagawa ang Lord. Meron namang time, wala. Yung bang wala kang na-receive na...
Kasi doon yung pinaggagawing assignment.
Siguro. may time na wala talagang revelation. So, wag din kayo magigilty na wala akong na-receive, wala akong
spectacular word.
Tama, yung kakaiba o extraordinary na revelation sa Panginoon. May time talaga na wala eh. No? May time talaga na meron. So, ipagpasalamat natin sa Panginoon. Kung ano man yung nabasa natin sa scriptures, that would be enough for the day. No, kung wala man talagang visions or word of knowledge na from the Lord, no, it's okay. No, hindi natin pinipilit yun. Nangyayari talaga. Even Pastor Edmond Chan testifies na may mga time talaga na wala siyang narinig na directly from the Lord. But the Word of God, the written Word of God, is more than enough for all of us.
Yeah. All right. So spending time now listening to God. One time na experience ko to. Nabasa ko dun sa may maliit lang naman po yon. Terrace namin sa likod. And then nakapula ako dun sa may terrace. Then I hear yung sound ng ibon.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet, 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 tweet. Yon. I still remember yung kanyang rhythm. Parang dalawa. Parang tweet, 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 tweet. Una muna siya. Sabi ko, ay, ang ganda. Tatatatat. That, parang ringtone. Sabi ko, ang cute. Tapos pinakinggan ko ulit. Mamaya, dalawa na sila. Tut-tut-tut-tut-tut. Apat, dalawa na. Tapos mamaya, tatlo na. Tapos mamaya, apat na sila. Sabi ko, wow, siguro yung unang tumatawag. Tweet-tweet-tweet-tweet. Nanay niya. Tapos, sumagot yung anak. Tapos yung kapatid. Tapos sabi ko, wow. Sabi ko, they know the sound of each other and meron silang distinct sound na para lang sa kanila. At nagrema na po iyon sa akin as I listen to the sounds of the chirping birds. Na, wow! Parang anong message sa akin ng Lord doon na alam mo ba yung tunog, alam mo ba yung pagtawag ko sa iyo? I have a certain call, no? I have a certain parang chant for you to come. And sana when you hear that, you respond. And doon, maramdaman mo na na, oh, God has a word for me, His call for me is I am loved, I am chosen, I am His favorite, I am redeemed, I am favored. Then I respond with the same spirit. Doon, nagkakaroon ng harmony. At nagkakaroon ng excitement. So, let us also listen, no? Not only yung parang wala kang ma-receive dun sa word, just be quiet and look around and see the people walking and sometimes so bigla mo mararamdaman yung deep compassion for this person. Kakaiba eh. So, at the end of your day with Jesus, nasisharean mo siya ng gospel. Or kaya you listen to a particular sound o nakita mo ulan. Ano kaya yun? Hindi naman tayo nang huhula. Pero alam mo yun, God is not bounded, no, with a notebook and pen. He's moving around us. So let's be sensitive to His move.
Amen.
Yeah. But walang kakontra at walang mag-over ano yan, power dun sa salita ng Panginoon.
Yeah.
It's always, it's the supreme authority of our walk with God. So let us spend time listening to God and write down God's revelation to you and end with prayer and praise. So how do you end with prayer? Not just to say, thank you, Lord, natapos din po. Ay, salamat. Nakaraos din ako sa day with Jesus. May masasabi na ako sa teacher ko at sa leader ko. No, you end with prayer. And Lord, what is this for me, O God? Ano pong binigay niyo sa akin? And how do you want me to respond? Mm-hmm. And may you find me faithful. May you find me like Jesus. May you find me responding like the Lord. And wow, this is going to be a warfare prayer. Not just to say in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for everything, amen. But whatever you have received, end it with, Lord, how am I going to do this? With your redemptive plan, with how you want me to respond and pray like Jesus and feel like Jesus and walk like Jesus. And praise the Lord. Give praise to Him. Kaya ingat po tayo din. Pag sakay natin sa jeep, sabi natin, Lord, bayad ko! Kasi punong-puno ng kagalakan ng puso mo. Biglang sinabi mo, Panginoon, ito po bayad ko. What kind of bayad? No? So, make sure sabi dito, you end your prayer and praise right then and there in the presence of the Lord. And syempre, punong-puno ka ng kagalakan.
Parang si Pastor Ray sa akin, binibigay yung labada dun sa bahay nila. Eh. Sabi niya ganun eh. Eh, pakisama nga ito sa panalangin.
Ayan. Woo, hallelujah. So, praise God. I hope makapili na po tayo ng petsa natin this month of July.
Yeah.
Or we need the
month
weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. At, wow, let's get excited to really set our hearts, no, whole heart to God.
Yeah, kung may panahon ka para mag-beach, kaya ay mag-gimmick at mamasyal, no? Eh, mas magandang may panahon ka para sa Panginoon. You and God alone, di ba?
Okay.
Kasi bakit? Ang sabi sa Isaiah 55:5, seek the Lord while He may be found. No? Call upon Him while He is near. Yeah. So seek the Lord while He may be found. Kasi there will come a time na hahanapin mo ang Panginoon, hindi na siya magpaparamdam at magpapakita sa iyo. So call upon Him while He is near. Yan po, mga kapatid.
Wow. Amen.
So,
praise God. While the sun is up, let's continue to seek Him. And, and His promise is we will be able to find Him.
Yeah, right. Siguro, panalangin na natin itong ating pinag-aralan ngayon. Sana ma-apply natin ito. Pagkaroon talaga tayo ng, alam mo, yung marubdub na pagnanasa na mag-spend ng time with the Lord.
Yeah, so those who are planning to have your day with Jesus or your silence and solitude this weekend or early next week, oh, kindly send a praying hand emoticon and we will be praying for you. And alongside with us, kami rin po, we will set a secret time to seek the Lord. Sama-sama po tayo. So anybody, anyone, no, na nandito po kayo and you're saying to us, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to have a day with Jesus. I want to go silence and solitude. I want to hear from the Lord. I want to give you my whole heart, devotion to Him. At yung araw na yon ay para lang sa Kanya. I'm going to walk with Him in the park and yun, dine with Him. And yun.
And, yeah, maraming nag-
salamat sa Panginoon.
Nagbigay ng emoticon nila na prayer.
Yeah. So we're going to pray with each other.
Reli and Aubrey Veg Marie.
Yes.
Wow, praise God. Naku, salamat po. We will be praying for you, no? That you will set aside the time, special time for the Lord and for Him alone.
Yes, so for our prayer ngayong gabi, now we will repent and we will ask God to forgive us. Kasi yung sanay na tayo eh, sanay na tayo sa devotion, sanay na tayo sa quiet time, sanay na tayo sa deal with Jesus, silence and solitude. Kaya lang, alam mo yun, we don't do it sincerely. sacredly, parang alam niyo yun, haphazard lang yung gawa natin, or kaya out of fear, or dahil para may masabi tayo, humingi tayo ng tawad sa Panginoon. And let us ask Him that He will breathe upon us the new spirit of desperation. Talaga, Lord, I'm gonna seek Your face because You are inviting me. Your glory, Lord, I wanna shine with Your glory. And most especially, Lord, after this, no, talaga magagamit yung day with Jesus, yung silence and solitude, to be more like You, Lord, guys.
Amen.
Yan. So, sige po, let us all together pray. Hallelujah, God, You bless Your name. Thank You. Thank You so much for calling us to Yourself. Thank You for inviting us for a feast, for a fellowship, for dwelling with You kahit isang araw, kahit po sandali, sa bawat araw. Thank You that You have prepared so much of Your goodness, of Your glory, of Your wonder, and Your power for each one of us. Lord, humihingi kami ng tawad sa mga panahon na we do quiet time haphazardly, or we have this movement of spending time with You, pero out of performance and show off, patawad, Panginoon. Lord, tulungan mo kami to be like David, to be like Jesus, Lord, na talagang out of our busyness, out of this talaga pong restless world, Panginoon, we find rest in You, in worship, in truth, in seeking Your face. And You promise us that when we seek You with all our heart, we will be able to find You. Lord, di isang pa, buksan Niyo po ang aming tainga, ang aming mga mata, ang aming pandamang, buong kaluluwa at espiritu namin to the wonders that You have prepared for us. Lord, I'm praying for my brothers and for my sisters, each one of us desiring to have a special time with You this weekend or the coming days before this month ends. We pray, Lord God, Holy Spirit, for Your visitation.
Amen.
May this day with Jesus, a time of fellowship with You, be special. Lord, talaga pong magkaroon kami ng kakaibang visitation mo, Panginoon. And create in us, Holy Spirit, the hunger and thirst for Your power, for Your beauty and Your glory. At salamat, the end of each journey that we will go through, Lord, little by little, we will be transformed and renewed into Christ's likeness. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Okay, so mga ladies, it's your time tomorrow, 6 p.m. here at Crossworld. Sama-sama po kayong lalapit sa Panginoon, hahanapin ang kanyang mukha. And we will be praying that you will have a great time with the Lord as He reveals Himself to you tomorrow.
And see you tomorrow, 6 po. Agahan po ninyo at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Meron na po tayong gagawin. A taste of time alone with God. So when you come, 6:30, tapos na po yung time alone with God. So, 6 to 6:30 is our time alone with God. So, punta na po kayo. Mga 5:59, nandito na po kayo. Alright, so praise God. Do you have your prayer request po? Kindly send in sa atin po comment box and we will be praying for you.
Yeah, no. Sama nyo rin po sa panalangin that because we will have a night of seeking on July 22 with Crossworld Batam, Indonesia. So, if you want to join, you can join us via Zoom sa July 22 po ito, 6 to 8 p.m. Manila time. No, and then, meron din tayong Night of Seeking with Crossworld United Kingdom on July 29, 10 to 12 midnight UK time. Dito po sa Pilipinas, sa totoo eh, July 30, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. in the morning, no. But we want to spend time with our brethren in UK online, no, seeking the Lord during this time. Yeah. Okay. So kung may mga prayer request po kayo, ay lagay nyo lamang po sa chat box, and we will be including that in our closing prayer. Salamat sa kanyang purihin ng Diyos sa kanyang ginawa sa atin ngayong gabi.
Amen.
Okay, kung okay naman at we will be praying. Let's continue to pray for Pastor Joe Floresta and Pastor Malu. Pareho po silang may karamdaman. Let's remember the good prayer. Okay. Meron pa ba alam ka na may karamdaman? Okay. Sige po, tayo po yung magwakas sa panalangin. Panginoon, maraming salamat sa gabi ito na pinakaloob mo, and we truly feasted on your word. Salamat, Panginoon, dahil pinukaw mo ang aming espiritu at naramdaman namin ang malalim na paghahanap ang pangailangan namin ng pagkauhaw at pagkagutom namin sa inyo. Dalangin po namin, Panginoon, na sa buong buwan na ito, maranasan ka namin at kami ay mamalaki sa iyong presensya. Lord, aming dinudulog sa iyo ang mga kapatid namin na may mga pangailangan. Lagi po si Pastor Joe, pagalingin mo siya sa kanyang karamdaman, sa Pastor Manlu, sa kanyang paghihimo. We pray, Father, that there will be complete healing and a speedy recovery for both of them and provision for all their financial needs. Dalangin po namin, sino man ang may karamdaman na kasama namin ngayong gabi, Lord, itampi mo ang iyong kamay na mapagpagaling at pawiin mo ang anumang karamdaman sa pamamagitan po ng dugo ng aming Panginoon Jesus. Dalangin din po namin, mga kapatid namin, ang mga pangailangan, anumang ito, Lord, financial man, or wisdom, or relational restoration. Lord, we pray, Father, that you will come to the rescue of our brothers and sisters and help them, Lord. Pagpalain mo rin po yung aming night of seeking, mga kababaihan, bukas, we pray for your revelation and your special work in the lives of our ladies in Crossroad. Gayun din, Panginoon, ang night of seeking with the Crossroad Batam and the night of seeking with the Crossroad UK. Bless these events, Lord God. Patuloy namin dalangin ito pong mga kaibigan ni Ate Dory, si Chitalin at Lord Diaz na may sakit. Lord, ay nawa huwag maghihad lang ito sa kanilang pagdating sa iyo. Salamat po ng marami, Panginoon. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for your great love for all of us. Binabalik namin ang lahat ng papuri at ang lahat ng kaluwalhatian sa iyo. Sa pangalan ng aming Panginoong Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. So, praise God. And yun, see you tomorrow, ladies. 6 p.m. po, agahan po natin. Rain or rain. Nandito pa rin po tayo kasi tag-ulan na po ngayon. Amen. So, sulong mga kababaihan.
Amen. Right. Next week pala, ang topic po natin is the rewards of seeking God. Makikiyak mga rewards. Hallelujah.
Yun. Maraming po salamat. Let us continue to deepen our roots na po in seeking the face of the Lord. For He promised when we seek Him, we will find Him if we seek Him with all of our hearts.
Amen.
Yan po ang ating pangako na tataglayin ngayong gabi na ito. And from here in Crossroad Central Church, we say,
to God be the glory.